that should, wait. Raps Reynolds has just come through a door at the top of the DCR tower. What the heck are you doing up here? I saw a spaceship land on this roof. Is it gone? Yeah.
Darn!
There goes my $1 million story. Well, at least I got my videotape. Well, I lost my videotape of the aliens, but at least I still got my photo pics. My still pics. I'm glad you mentioned that, buddy. Reminds me of something I promised a friend I'd do. Sorry. Hey! You're exposing my film! Raps Reynolds is so angry at Spider-Man that he tries to punch Spider-Man. He swings at him and misses. You masked moron maniac! That's my future you just destroyed! Spider-Man thinks to himself as he dodges Raps Reynolds' attempted punch. I know how he feels. My automatic camera got some great shots of me fighting the Guardians of the Galaxy. But I had to expose that role too. Spider-Man spins a web on Raps Reynolds' mouth. You know what, kid? It's not polite to throw a punch on the first day. Come on. Spider-Man spins a web line, and swings off for the night. Ta-ta! 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 I'll get you for this, mister! If it takes me the rest of my life, I'll get you for this, Spider-Man! If it's the last thing I ever do, I'll make you pay, Spider-Man! Spider-Man starts to reply, but then thinks better of it, and just heads home to bed. It's been a long night, and boy, is he glad it's over! Next issue, if you hear the panther crouch.
All right. This has been Comic Book Radio Theater on 95.9 FM CKUW out of Winnipeg. You have just listened to a reading of Marvel Team Up number 86, October, the year 1979.
Hi, I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Well, we all had to start somewhere. That was U2 when they were just a beginner band. Just beginning. U2 there. Demo tape of theirs. All right. We all had to start somewhere. And meaning we. I'm talking back around 1 a.m. when Comic Book Radio Theater began. And it's good you're tagging along and everything, like having fun and everything like that. And hope you're digging the music as well, CKW Late Night Radio. You got me to 6 in the morning. Now, you know what? I'm too pissed out to do another comic book or read one, you know. So, you know what? Luck have it. We have a huge amount of archives of past recordings that I have done and way, way long in the past. So, how about we do this one? Want to listen to it? It's a Batman story, and it's against a villain known as Anarchy. And if you're somebody who takes heart in, you know, anarchist politics and such like that, social justice and everything, if you think about that and you take it to heart and everything, you'll love this reading. Love this reading. What am I going to read to you? I'm going to read to you Detective Comics number 609, and it was printed, issued out there on the newsstands December of 1989. So, yeah, going into like the winter for us. Right in the middle of winter, 1989, brought you a comic book known as Detective Comics number 609. All right, that's what you'll get. But yeah, I can't wait to play it for you. I'll tell you this, when I need to take a break. We'll listen to music that was brand new back in December of 1989. Do you like to know what that is? Would you pick it up for yourself? You could do that. What did they have back then? Vinyl, tape cassette, and the CD was kind of really new, you know? Okay. What did you have? You had a bunch of metal. That's what you had. Sabotage, a kind of like artsy metal. And then you had Pestilence, which they are not artsy. They're still metal. But yes, there's a bunch of metal coming at you when I take a break from reading this comic book, Detective Comics number 609. We'll listen to some Sabotage and Pestilence. Right. You know what? I need some music before I get into the reading and stuff like that. You know what? I played them before. I didn't even say who they were. Here's their name. It's Martyria. I just grabbed the CD and just. But no, this time. Martyria, and my name's Martin R. Hell, that's the full name, but okay, I'll give it another shot. Okay, all right, Martyria, that's what we'll listen to. Okay, you are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. I will get on with Comic Book Radio Theater. We do this on the 95.9 FM. The U of W. Thanks for listening.
I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
There's a new vigilante in town. His name is Anarchy. So far, he's only hurt the guilty. Hey, drug-dealing rock star and a polluting businessman. He preaches revolution, calling himself the voice of the people. He found his targets through the letter columns of the Gotham Gazette. Chairman of the board, it gives me great pleasure to declare stage one of this ambitious project. Which is why I'm here. Someone wrote to complain about a new bank being built on city land. When what's needed are houses for the homeless who live there. Chairman of the board unveils the solid gold plaque to commemorate the new building. It is spray painted with a circle cross A in red, blood red. I'm expecting trouble. Alan Grant and Dennis O'Neill presents The Batman in Anarchy in Gotham City. Part 2, Facts About Bats.
Bats. Nocturnal, quadruped mammal. lined by means of a membrane stretched between the forelimbs. The Indonesian Kalong bat, with a 5-foot-plus wingspan, is the world's largest bat. The vampire bat has 3 sets of self-sharpening teeth. Often rabid, its only substance is blood. Bat blood is a potent ingredient in many black magic rites. Its sale is banned in Gotham City. Almost alone among nations, the Chinese consider the bat to be lucky. To everyone else, the bat is a symbol of evil.
Cool! Spider? Bats are way cool!
What do you say, Mark? Lottie, a movie and pizza courtesy of my folks? They want me out of the way during my little sister's party.
Sounds good to me, Lonnie.
I don't know, guys. I was planning to put in some homework on this biology project.
Homework? When did you ever need to do homework? You're a straight-A student. You learn more in break than me and Tyrone do in class.
Hey, speak for yourself, pal.
Well, I guess if my mom says it's okay.
And another thing about bats. Spider, come on. Ounce for ounce. They can eat more than any other mammal. Twice their own body weight in just over 3 hours. Now, is that cool or is that cool?
Delay. Wouldn't have to do with anything to do with that this anarchy guy by chance. He ain't like vandalized it or nothing, has he?
Anarchy.
These two? Not in 1,000 years. Looks like they've been swayed by his preachings, though.
Go on, you parasites! Scram back to your swanky hotels! We don't want your offices here! We want some place to live! I got a good mind to!
And I got a good mind to run you in, pal! The fact is, the bank bought that land. It's theirs. They can build whatever they like. Now, why don't you scram before I forget the fact that you lost your legs and lock you up anyway? Lost them! Lost them! You stupid kid! I didn't lose them! I know exactly where they are, spread over 20 meters in the Mekong Delta! That was our city, man! Cardboard City! It wasn't much, but it was all we had! They got no right to take it away and build another bank! Get him out of here! Let me at him! Let me at him! I'll show you! Just kneel down, that's all!
Okay, folks, show's over. Let's break it up here.
Sheesh! War vet or no, that guy is one kook and a half.
I don't know. A little volatile, maybe. But there's truth in what he said. The city would have earned itself less money, but a lot more goodwill if they sold the land for low-rent housing. It's badly needed, especially...
Yeah. Take it up with us councilmen, buddy. I'm just a guy trying to do a job.
Where's Alfred?
Seen enough, Mr. Wayne?
Yes.
Take me to the office. I've a long day ahead. And a long night. Perhaps, like the Batman, anarchy only comes out in the dark. We'll see.
The man is obsessive. He has to be. No normal person could devote his life so single-mindedly to the pursuit of anything, let alone an abstract concept like justice. But he's not mad. Far from it. He knows exactly what he's doing and why he's doing it. He hates crime with a passion. Last year alone, guesstimating from released police figures, he was responsible for nearly 500 arrests. It is certain he will come after me. Whatever his sympathies are, whether he thinks my cause is just or not, he will come after me. In his eyes, I am a criminal. Not logically, really. In his eyes, even he must be a criminal. But that won't stop him from coming. Like his namesake bat, he will home in on his prey. Unless anarchy can surprise him.
What's this, Mike? Trying out a new game?
Lou!
No, Lou! I'm just amusing myself. Tables of comparative risks get kind of boring, you know?
Sure.
You want a quick drink before home? Couple of whiskeys is the best cure for boredom I've ever found. No. Not tonight. I think I'll get in some overtime. I didn't manage to get much work done today.
Don't stay up too late. You'll only curse the tax man.
Hardly dark, and the signal's up. Guess I'm not the only one bothered by this anarchy.
Commissioner?
Hey? Every time! You get me every time!
Sorry. How can I help? Worried about anarchy in the streets?
We'll be back with Detective Comics number 609 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Take no prisoners, Operation Wolf, for your Nintendo Entertainment System. Now you can thrill to the world's best arcade game right on your Nintendo Entertainment System. Operation Wolf takes you on a prisoner rescue mission you will never forget. Mind-blowing arcade quality graphics put you behind enemy lines where you must destroy the terrorists and save helpless prisoners. One play and you'll know why. It's the world's number one arcade game. Operation Wolf uses Nintendo Zapper or standard controller. For more arcade quality fun at home, grab Taito's other action-packed hits for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Renegade, the fast-paced street-style karate brawl. Bubble Bobble, the totally addictive dinosaur delight. And coming soon, Sky Shark, the arcade's meanest, most explosive, high-flying World War II air battle. Take no prisoners, Operation Wolf, for your Nintendo Entertainment System. By Taito, the only game in town.
Experience Bionic Power for your Nintendo Entertainment System. Bionic Commando. All the arcade action from Capcom USA. Be a Video Warrior. WCW World Championship Wrestling featuring the Road Warriors and other wrestling stars of the NWA for your Nintendo Entertainment System. WCW World Championship Wrestling. by FCI. Just not kid stuff.
We now return to Detective Comics number 609. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, University of Winnipeg.
Don't stay out too late, you only curse the tax man.
Oh my. Oh my. It can't be.
Hardly dark, and the signal's up. Guess I'm not the only one bothered by this anarchy.
Commissioner?
Hey? Every time you get me, every time.
Sorry. How can I help? Worried about anarchy on the streets?
And then some. If his MO runs true, he's got two events to choose from tonight.
Reception for Colonel Maniano over at the Gotham Hilton, or the Euro-US banquet at the Lux. From what Anarchy said on TV, either would make a prime target. We have the FBI working on with us. At their reception. Maniano's got a plenty of enemies living in exile in Gotham. They make a try for him. We're talking small-scale war here. No offense, but I doubt even you could get into the Hilton tonight.
I'm impressed, but I wouldn't bet on it. Lux is a whole different ballgame. Too many potential points of contact for us to give it full coverage. And besides, the bulk of the manpower's tied up with Maniano.
Funny, isn't it? We live in the world's biggest democracy. We pay our taxes to keep a dictator safe.
I don't understand it. I guess that's why I was never a diplomat.
We have no guarantee Anarchy or anyone else will show at either place. But just in case, I wondered if maybe if you could keep your eye on the Lux.
Where is he? Gone.
Batman is seen swinging by the Gotham Insurance Company building. Someone has made a nervous phone call. Roxanne? Hi, honey.
Oh, listen, honey. I'm staying on at the office for a while. Will you be all right, and Lonnie?
Oh, Lonnie's gone out. Tyrone's folks are treating them. It's his younger sister's birthday or something. That's okay, isn't it? I told him not to be late. Yeah, I guess not. Are you all right, Michael? You sound, I don't know, strained or something.
Oh, I'm fine, Roxy. Still a little bushed. I better go now. I have some work to catch up on.
And some serious thinking to do.
I spend a lot of my life just waiting. Waiting. For night. For the right creep. To show up. In the wrong place. For the right time.
You are listening to a reading of Detective Comics 609, December, the year 1989.
slips into